And I'm Swerve, and you are listening to the This and That show. We have author Bethany Turner in the house. Bethany Turner was born and raised in Kentucky, but now lives in Colorado with her husband and two sons. She studied theater at the University of Kentucky before going on a career in bank management, which eventually gave way to writing.
Much enthusiasm. So,
yes. She finally knows what she wants to be when she grows up. Her first contemporary romance for the CBA market will be released by Revel in 2017. And Bethany authored the Abigail Phelps series. I've loved these days, scenes from Highland Falls and 2,000 Years. Welcome, Bethany.
Thank you so much for having me. No, I don't. Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. Great day.
I'm like all warm and flustered now from all our grease lightning dancing. It was excellent, yes. If I do say so myself. Too bad we're not on television, but anyway, it was great. So, yeah, no, I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Yeah, Bethany was definitely on spot with all the dancing.
The actual original Broadway choreography is what we're dealing with here. So it was great. Yes. Sorry y'all missed it.
Yes.
Swerve got a private show.
Only at KSJD and Cortez.
Pretty special.
pretty awesomely special. Okay. Bethany, tell us a little about yourself and your background.
Oh, my. Well, you know, you summed it up pretty well. I was going through a pretty particularly stressful time in that whole banking career thing that you mentioned, and started writing kind of as a release, you know, just a release and something to do and a stress reliever. And so it's not like I've been a writer my whole life or anything like that. Far from it. I'm much more theater oriented through most things, and then the banking for, you know, like 13 years, and then suddenly it's like, oh, that was fun writing. Let's do more of that.
Yes.
And here we are. So that's pretty much the gist.
Yes. And now you have 3 published books and from the Abigail Phelps series, and you just finished, you're releasing another book in the CBA market. What does that mean?
That's the Christian market.
Oh, okay,
it's a Christian romance, but this book that it'll be coming out fall of next year. It's this long process. You know me enough to know that I don't like just doing the normal thing. And so it's like putting my own spin on things is kind of what I do. And I love romantic comedies. And while there is certainly a market for Christian romance that is more what people think of when you first say Christian romance. I mean, like, I'm, you know, we think Amish, or we think, you know, which is all great. I'm not saying anything against any of that. And there is a readership for that, but that's not me. You know, it's just, so it was like, I want to write something that appeals to me. So it's very much Christian romantic comedy.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Yes,
yeah,
definitely looking forward to that.
And the first books are not that at all, so a whole different ballgame, but yeah.
Okay. any other writers that you look up to?
You know, which any romance writer, it's so stereotypical for me to say, but I am addicted to Jane Austen. But then more modern, I love Helen Fielding, who wrote the Bridget Jones books.
Yes.
Although I did not read Mad About the Boy because she kills Mark Darcy, and I just, I can't accept that.
Yeah.
I love, those would be my two biggest, which of course, Helen Fielding shot to fame by copying Jane Austen. So, you know, I like what I like. That's all there is to that.
Yes. Okay. So for any of the books that you've written so far, what actor or actress do you see playing any of your characters that you've written for?
You know, it's funny because I've heard other authors say things like, oh, I hate that question. That's such a hard question. I love that question because I totally do picture them in my head. Now, the Abigail Phelps books, they're a little different.
Yes.
In that a lot of the characters are actual celebrities. So it's like, I wrote this character, he's a lot like George Clooney, and it is George Clooney. You know, it's like he is a character in the book. So that one, that's aside. But beyond that, The one that I'm working on right now that actually is not even done yet, but I have a lot of there's a lot of Patrick Dempsey in my head.
Okay, all right.
There's a lot of, you know, I think there's a character for Colin Firth in every book I've ever written or ever will write, including in the Abigail Phelps books. Literally, Colin Firth was a character.
So
it's always, I write, I would not know who is the modern people, who they are, if my life depended on it. It's like, if they were big in the 90s, I picture them in my books. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. For those of you tuning in, this is KSJD, and I'm Swerve with Bethany Turner in the studios, author Bethany Turner. And and this is the This and That show. Yeah, let's ask some more from Bethany. Okay, so this one's usually the one I kind of like to think about sometimes. I'm like, okay, do you write on a typewriter, computer, dictate, or longhand?
Oh, well, I use my quill pen. No, I don't. pen and parchment. No, I write on a computer, but I use a... what's it called? A program called Scrivener, which is really great about like throwing it into, like if I said I wanted to write a play, well, it would give me the formatting for a play or whatever the case may be. And they've just done a wonderful thing and released an app for it. So not only do I have it on my computer, I now write on my phone also. So that if I'm just sitting there any moment, I can just, you know, when brilliance strikes, which never happens, but if it were, I would be able to write on my phone. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And modern.
Yes. That's cool.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that. Let's see here. Do you ever get writer's block? And how long? Like, how do you get over that? I've always wondered that too.
That's a great question. I have three solutions for writer's block because, yes, to answer part one of that question, I get it all the time. Solution number one, like if it's short term, just a little bit of writer's block, a shower.
Yeah,
because I heard a really good explanation one time of why certain people think really well in the shower, and it's that's the one thing we do every day that we don't have to think about.
Yes.
So you're doing it, and you're not giving any thought to anything, and then there you are. So sometimes that helps. If it's a little more intense than that, my next biggest thing is to move on to a different project. You know, I've always got pretty much four novels in progress, and it depends on my mood. So there's that. And then if none of that works, I cry and say I'm not going to be an author today. And I ignore it. And I watch movies and eat.
Okay.
Works like a charm.
Yes. Okay. With writing, any tips on what to do and what not to do?
Tip number one would be do it. Seriously. It's been so interesting since I've started this whole journey thing, which it's been, I guess, 4 or 5 years that I've really been really focused on the writing. And I run into every person I talk to when you tell them that you've written a book or that you're writing a book or whatever the case may be, they have thought about writing a book. It's like, oh, I had this idea about this, and this, but I don't know how to write a book. It's like, well, neither did I till I did one, you know? So number one would just be, just do it. Beyond that, it would come down to probably what is my biggest pet peeve, which is do not write unbelievable dialogue. I hate dialogue that does not sound like people talk.
Yes.
You know, it's don't write it because you think it's witty and you think it's well written. Who cares if it's well written? Can I hear it in my head when I read it?
Yes, exactly.
I know nothing. I'm no expert on anything, but that is the one thing I'm just like, please don't write bad dialogue or I won't read your book. So there you go.
Yes. For those of you tuning in, I'm Swerve and I am in the studios with author Bethany Turner here in the KSJD studios in Cortez, Colorado on the This and That show. Okay, so what is your favorite motivational phrase?
My favorite motivational phrase? Probably deadline is coming. That's a pretty big motivation. Deadline's almost here. That's a lot of motivation. But in the more, I think, the way you meant it, let me see. That's a hard one. That's a really hard one.
Or at least some. Let's go to positive saying.
Positive saying. All I can think, okay, this is so bad. And people who are listening, particularly my sister, are just going to roll their eyes right now because they're going to know what I'm about to quote. But I'm obsessed with the musical Hamilton.
Okay.
And in Hamilton, there's a song, and it's also a big theme throughout, and it's Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. And the gist of that basically is you can only do what you do while you're here, and you do the best you can to leave your mark, but ultimately you're not the one who tells your story.
Yes.
So you need to influence people. You need to just be something in life that then people want to tell your story. So so if you make me choose something, I'm going with Hamilton every time. So there you go.
All right. Yes, yes. Okay. And okay, so apart from books and stuff, what is your favorite movie and why?
Well, I've got so many favorite movies, it depends on the day. But if we're talking like of all time, probably The Sound of Music.
Okay.
Yes. It's I don't know, because it's delightful and it reminds me of all things good.
Yes.
You know, like Whiskers on Kittens and all those favorite things.
Yes.
But then in other ways, I absolutely love You've Got Mail. Which is not most people's favorite Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, and yet there's a large number of us that you would find. I love Independence Day, though.
Yes.
And I love Bridget Jones's Diary.
Okay.
So I don't know. Too many to name, but there's a few.
Yes, yes. Well, I would like to thank Bethany for coming out here and spending some time with me here on the This and That show.
Thank you.
It's been so fun, especially with that, starting off with Grease.
Yes. You hit the right note from the very beginning. Well done. Well done.
Yes. Okay. So how can readers discover more about you and your work?
You can check out my website at www.cbethanywrite.com. W-R-I-T-E, of course. Hope that's self-explanatory. And if you go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything, I'm C. Bethany Wright on everything. So you can check me out there.
Okay, great.
Check me out.
Great. Yeah. Well, yes. Awesome. Great. And if you do have Facebook, on the This and That show, we will definitely put more link information on there for those of you who want more information
Great.
To see Bethany Wright.
See me Wright. It's exciting, let me tell you.